This year marked the 50th anniversary of the Three Rivers Festival. One favorite event that continues to draw more and more involvement is the annual Chalk Walk. Today we have an artist who won one of the prizes at the event. Translated to English, the award was first place in the Fool the Eye category. Lauren Castleman joins us now. Lauren Castleman, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. This might be a broad way to frame it, but where and when did your journey as an artist start?
My journey started, I would say, when I was young. Always had been into art and always picked up those drawing utensils. I was the artist of the year at my elementary school, so that was really neat. We did ceiling tiles and I did a beach scene. So ever since I was younger, things around me, animals, life, plants, those definitely caught my attention. Just drawing from observation and going into school, you know, they do teach you that skill. I remember going into middle school, learning how to shade, and that was a big jump in my art career, I'd say, just learning how to make things more realistic and render them out. Moving forward from middle school to high school, I really started to focus more on my technical ability and making things look more realistic. And then as I went into college, I learned that it was about first technical skills and learning how to draw cubes and perspective and, you know, line, color, shape, all of those principles of design. Moving into my sophomore and senior year, I really started to open up into more of the abstract, and I started to explore more of what I can do and where I can go with that, and looking at artists such as Stephen Bush and Thilo Baumgartel, and there's also Daniel Pitton, Adrien Gagné, just to name a few of the artists that I've really gained inspiration and that I'm growing traction from now.
What made you want to do the Chalk Walk at the Three Rivers Festival?
I've been doing the Three Rivers Festival Chalk Walk for about 11 years, and when we first started doing it, it was free to the public. And so it was an opportunity that I saw and that I really wanted to be one of those artists out there chalking and creating. I signed up and, you know, they gave you free pastels. And then over time, it became a bigger event where there were sponsors and they started to flock in thousands of people, and it became a big thing in Fort Wayne. So from there, they started charging, I think it's $5 for the small square, or you can do $10 for the larger one, and they still give you pastels, and they give you a tote bag full of goodies. After I finished the chalk walk every year, I was ready to decide on what I was going to do the next year. I was thinking about the next year and what I wanted to do, and just looking at everyone else's artwork was so inspiring to me.
We'll get to next year in a bit, but I do want to spend some time now talking about your piece from this year. I can describe it as best I can, but you obviously have more experience describing your artwork. So tell our listeners more about the tree coming through the ground.
Yes, the tree, it's got a galaxy. When you look at it, it looks like the galaxy is beneath your feet. There's cracks, so it looks like the concrete is actually breaking and you've got a tree coming up through the holes. So it's kind of this spiritual tree that's breaking through the ground, but you wouldn't expect the galaxy to be below your feet. It's kind of a fun 3D effect that people really enjoy or seem to enjoy.
Well, you won the award for best fooling the eye. Care to help me with the original French?
Yes, I believe it's pronounced Trompe l'oeil.
How did you approach that? When you're drawing something, it looks like it's affecting the space that it's in. Are the steps any different or how are they different?
You have to think about where the viewer is standing. Definitely the shadows, and if you look at it from the other direction, it wouldn't look the same, of course. So you have to think about the perspective and vertical lines. This year, I did do something different that I wanted to try out that I hadn't done in the past years. And that was the base coat is a tempera paint. And so it's a chalk water-based paint that washes away, but it really helps make the colors pop. And so usually a lot of artists will paint their whole square white or black or purple or whatever color they're going with and then come back on top of it with chalk. So this year, instead of painting my whole square, I just painted selective holes to make it appear that the concrete really was the ground surrounding and that there really is a hole in the ground.
I'm not trying to make it sound like you're a sports team trying to defend your title, but what do you plan to do at the Chalk Walk next year? Any ideas of what your next picture will be? You kind of hinted that as soon as you're done, you're thinking about what you want to do the next time around.
I always go into the plan thinking I want it to be colorful. I want it to look realistic or just something that the audience is and the viewers are going to, you know, say, wow. So next year I'm thinking maybe another Trompe l'oeil, another Fool the Eye piece, just doing something maybe a little bit different, something that looks maybe even more coming out of the ground or even more crazy. I always like the colors and the line work.
And the process, even in the beating sun on Main Street.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the sun definitely is killer. This year, I did have a canopy, which is always a nice tool. I think the toolkit for an artist going into Chalk Walk is important. So if this is your, if you want to do it, sunscreen, canopies are great. Make sure you have plenty of water and knee pads. Those were new for me this year. I'm always gaining new things every year. I feel like I'm always learning from the other artists around and the processes that they use.
Lauren Castleman, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.